The Democratic Republic of Congo is experiencing its worst ever outbreak of Ebola virus disease. More than 420 Ebola cases have been reported in eastern Congo. Just under 60% of those infected have died from the disease. This is the country's 10th known Ebola epidemic. But this one is unusual because more than 60% of patients are female. Among them is baby Benedict. She has been alive for only 1 month, and her short life has already been unimaginably difficult. She weighs 2.9 kilograms, and she is alone. Her mother had Ebola and died giving birth to her. Baby Benedict has spent the past 3 weeks of her life in a plastic isolation container without direct human contact. She developed a higher than normal body temperature at 8 days old and was moved to a hospital in the town of Beni. Tests show that Ebola has infected more than 400 people in Beni since the beginning of August. That makes this the second worst Ebola outbreak in history, after the disease killed more than 11,000 people in West Africa between 2013 and 2016. The Democratic Republic of Congo is one of the poorest nations in the world. It struggles with civil and political insecurity, as well as corruption. This is the 10th outbreak of Ebola to strike the country since 1976, when Ebola was first identified. Guido Cornali is with UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Emergency Fund. He says the size of this outbreak is clear. It has become the worst outbreak in Congo. This is not a mystery, he said. What is mysterious, however, is why more than 60% of cases are women, says government health official Njoloko Tambwe Bath. This epidemic is feminized. It's true that the female cases are more numerous than the male cases, he said. Bath would not predict when the outbreak might end, but international health officials have said it may last another 6 months. Experts are still studying why this epidemic affects mostly women and children, Cornale said. So now we can only guess. And one of the guesses is that women are the caretakers of sick people at home. So if a family member got sick, who is taking care of him or her? Normally, a woman, he said. Or a nurse. Many of those affected are health workers. Nurse Guilaine Mulindwa Masika spent 16 days in care after a patient gave the virus to her. She says it was the fight of her life. The pain was constant, she said. For the sick, the road to recovery is long and lonely. Masika and others who were infected cannot return to work until they are sure the risk of infection is gone. In the main hospital in Beni, families who have recovered live together in a large white shelter. They are kept 4 meters from human contact. A nurse covered in protective clothes cares for baby Benedict. Her future is unclear. Medical workers are not sure where her father is or if he is going to come for her. She sleeps most of the day as the deaths around her continue. I'm Susan Shand.